This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good afternoon to you high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. We speak to you from Springfield, Ohio, Carlton Davidson Stadium, the home of the Division IV regional semifinals and finals played here today and tomorrow. Game one pits Rushi against Cincinnati Christian. Game two pits Minster versus Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And unlike several years in the past 10 or 12, a beautiful day today, Chuck, for high school baseball. Blue skies overhead, light breeze blowing to the north. No chance of rain. We've had delay after delay after delay in years past. Not going to happen here today. We'll play without postponement or stoppages of action today and tomorrow right on through.
It's a perfect day for baseball, and it's really nice after the lousy spring we had that we got to have some summer, and this is the perfect time for it to happen.
Rushi Raiders under head coach Kevin Flippo have been here to the regional three of the last 4 years. Four of the last five in all for Rushi. In our second game, Fort Loramie against Minster, the Fort Loramie Redskins 23-6 on the year, Minster 22-7. Minster's won 10 straight. Fort Loramie's won 17 of 19. Rushi comes into game one 19-9 against upstart Cincinnati Christian, which was 7-8 a month ago, has won seven in a row under third-year head coach Curtis Moak. Cincinnati Christian with its deepest run ever in high school baseball tournament play, in the 40-year history of the school.
Well, they're very young. You were telling me that they have just a bunch of freshmen, and they're going to get baptized under fire today because Rushi is an outstanding baseball team with a lot of pitching. It's not just a one-horse pitching staff. They got three or four kids that can just actually bring it.
Exactly. Daniel Kearns, we understand, the junior left-hander, will get the starting nod on the mound. His fastball peaks at about 80. He's got outstanding off-speed stuff. He had a fine regular season, did Kearns. He won 7, lost just 3. And he will make it tough on Cincinnati Christian. He's got excellent command, fine spot control, and never throws two pitches in a row at the same speed or same location. Not overpowering. But he's difficult to time up and hit.
Well, that's going to be the key today. If he doesn't put runners on base by walking them, or if the defense doesn't allow runners to get on base, you can't give extra outs when you're in the tournament. You need to get 3 outs an inning, and that's one thing that Rushi is real strong at. So I think they're going to be fine today.
We'll keep a close eye on this outstanding pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, Mitchell Smith. He is 6 feet, 2.5 inches tall, 185-pounder. Throws in the low to mid-80s. He's the kingpin, the best player on this Cincinnati Christian team. He starts on the mound. He leads off in the batting order. He's hitting .425. Rushi's got to keep him off the base paths, and Rushi's got to get him in hot water at the plate, make him throw a lot of pitches, perhaps force Cincinnati Christian to go to its bullpen. But this Mitchell Smith has been a tough customer all year long in the Miami Valley Conference, down in Cincinnati, and he's got a lot of pop. Maybe one of the hardest throwers that Rushi will have seen all year long.
Well, if you don't have a lot of off speed, if you don't have something to go along with it, good baseball players will time that up. So he needs to be able to change it up, throw some change up, throw some curveballs, change up his speed a little bit. Because if he tries to rely just on throwing 85, they're going to time him up second time through the order, and they're going to be in trouble.
Chuck, you mentioned the youth of Cincinnati Christian, 5 freshman starters. That's amazing. It's only a 13-man roster.
Right.
So Cincinnati Christian won't do a lot of substituting, that's for sure. They will have a DH to open. So 10 of those 13 young men will see action from the get-go. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders will not employ the DH. Outstanding front of the lineup. Offensive batting averages for Rushi. Deion Putoff at .395, Will Sherman, .373, Hunter Cohey, .447, and Carter Francis at .439. Ooh, that's a loaded front four in the order for the Raiders.
I think it's the 27 Yankees. I think that's what we're going to see today.
Likewise for Cincinnati Christian, the best 4 offensive players are the leading 4 in the order. After Mitchell Smith at .425, it does drop off to just over .300 for Alex Bertram, Alex Johnson, and Jacob Carroll. Curtis Moak, as I mentioned, head coach of Cincinnati Christian, year number 3 for him, a club which won just 3 games a couple years ago. He starred, did Curtis Moak, on the 1997 Hamilton High team that upset Vandalia Butler in the regional at Wright State University. Hamilton then went on to down Toledo Stark in the state championship game. So Curtis Moak, head coach at Cincinnati Christian, no stranger to Ohio High School Tournament Baseball.
Well, and that's helpful because the coach needs to be able to keep the kids on an even keel. You know, this is exciting. Here you are at the regional. You're 2 games away from going to Columbus, and the coach needs to kind of keep you grounded, so to speak.
This region in Division IV baseball, Chuck, has made a statement at Columbus year after year, year after year. In fact, in the last 10 or 11 seasons, Fort Loramie and Minster have won the state crown 5 times between them, Minster 3, Fort Loramie 2. After winning this regional and moving on to the state final 4, Convoy Crestview has advanced from this region twice, didn't win the crown. Triad once in the last decade, Reading did it once, Fort Recovery once as well. But of all the teams to win the regional championship in the last 10 or 11 years here in the southwest part of the state, Division IV, Loramie and Minster, who will team up in Game 2, are the only 2 clubs to take the state title after winning this regional tournament.
Well, but they don't really know much about each other since they're 5 or 6 miles apart. So, now last year didn't Fort Laramie and Minster and Roussey, they played in the state championship.
Sure.
So obviously Minster was not in this region last year.
Exactly. It's okay. Been realigned. Minster is in the Northwest District technically for all sports, but does compete often in the Southwest Regional. That's not unusual. In that there are more districts around the state than there are regions.
Right, right.
So oftentimes a district winner may go to an adjacent regional for the Sweet 16. Last year, Minster stayed in Northwest Ohio, affording Roushey and Minster the opportunity to hook up in the state championship game.
Right.
Won by Minster 2-1.
That was great for the area.
Roushey Raiders down to a right along the first base side here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. And a lot of blue and gold filtering into the stands. Raiders in bright gold jerseys, blue numerals, white pants. Cincinnati Christian in the home white from top to bottom, blue trim and blue caps. Fences here were moved inward a few years ago. It used to be in excess of 400 feet to center.
Yeah.
Now it's about 390. Used to be 340 plus down the lines. Now it's more like 320 or 325.
Well, I think it makes it more equitable for the teams. I mean, this is more like a high school stadium now. The other one was set up for college.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pitcher's ballpark, Chuck, in that the grounds are spacious outside the lines in foul territory. A lot
yeah.
of room for the infielders to help the pitcher by catching foul balls.
Absolutely.
Playing of the National Anthem is coming up next. We'll take a break and then return. It's Roushey, Cincinnati Christian, Division IV Regional Semifinals from Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. A gorgeous afternoon for 2 games, a pair of regional semifinals in Division IV. Roushey and Cincinnati Christian coming up with the first pitch just minutes away, followed by Minster and Fort Laramie at 5 o'clock. So glad to be joined here in the press box by Bryant Billing and Luke Grunenberg. Bryant, the outstanding sports writer for the Sydney Daily News. Luke is top flight when it comes to photography. Both are with us. They'll keep us on our toes all afternoon long. The entire rosters for both schools being introduced at the moment. How did Roushey get here? Well, the Raiders have won 3 straight in the tourney. beating Riverside 11-1, Lehman Catholic 6-1, and Deer Park in a district championship game 9-0. Rushi 19-9 overall. Chuck, interesting to note that since the start of the tournament, Rushi's lost three regular season games, one to Fort Loramie to close out regular season play. That defeat forced the Shelby County League into a three-way tie at the top. Anna, Fort Loramie, Rushi, all with two losses. That's how they finished last year, all three of them 10-2.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's how they finished in basketball this year. So they like to share things in the Shelby County League.
Even Steven among those three in multiple sports. The other two games in which Rushi has been beaten since the start of tournament play were at the hands of St. Henry and Coldwater. Coldwater Cavaliers are still in the tourney in Division III. St. Henry, which I think by most prognosticators figured to be here in the regional, was upset by Minster 5-1 in sectional play. Two straight years now, Minster has beaten St. Henry in the sectional tournament, and then Minster's gone on to the regional. St. Henry certainly was given a good shot to beat Minster last year and was the clear-cut favorite to beat Minster this year.
I'll tell you what Minster has that St. Henry doesn't. They have Mike Wiss, and that man can coach baseball.
Oh, he can. He's been at Minster now for 24 years. He and Jeff Sanders, the head coach at Fort Loramie, Chuck, were classmates and teammates at the University of Dayton where they both pitched. Wiss a right-hander, Sanders a left-hander, and we'll see both head coaches matching strategy in game two. Right now it's Kevin Flippo for Rushi, Curtis Moak for Cincinnati Christian. The two head coaches in game one, Rushi the home team in our opener, Minster the home team in game two, and left-hander Daniel Kearns, 6 feet 4 inches tall, lanky, wiry southpaw, is on the hill getting warm-up throws at the moment. Cincinnati Christian will open with Mitchell Smith, Alex Bertram, and Alex Johnson, the pitcher, second baseman, and shortstop to lead it off. Smith, as I said, up over 420 on the year hitting. Bertram and Johnson in excess of 300 on the season. Let's take a look at the Rushi Raiders defensively. Dion Putoff at shortstop, Hunter Cohey at second. They are up the middle defensively for the Raiders. At the hot corner, third base is Evan Monier, the first baseman Carter Francis. In the outfield left to right, Jordan York, Jack Daypore, and Mason Daypore. Will Sherman, the junior catcher, will call the signals for starting pitcher Daniel Kearns. What breeze there is, Chuck, seems to be blowing out toward left field, would you say?
Yep, the wind's blowing to the left. It's not real breezy, but there is a little bit of a gust every now and then.
And we've opened up our big king-size press box window. Got a little bit of a draft coming in, and you'll be able to hear the ambient sound of the fans in the stands here today.
As long as they don't come yell at us because the air conditioning's on, I think we'll be okay.
Here we go, Mitchell Smith. With 2-4, number 24 on his back, starting pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, and the leadoff batter, a righty, takes a Kearns breaking ball in on the inside corner for a strike, and this game is underway. Kearns quickly right back to action. Change of pace pitch, ripped to right field, single for the leadoff hitter, Mitchell Smith, for Cincinnati Christian. As he took Kearns' outside corner breaking ball right where it was pitched to the right side.
Well, you talked about him being their top player, and he did a great job of keeping his head on the ball and hitting it right out where it was pitched.
Indeed, he looked like the Cincinnati Christian top hitter in that initial at-bat. Left-hand batting, Alex Bertram steps in. As the pitch gets away from Sherman, it's a ball in the dirt. Smith belatedly takes off for second base. He's in easily, well under a high throw. And just a few pitches into this game, Cincinnati Christian has a runner in scoring position.
Well, they would love to get on the board first, that's for sure.
Smith with a good 8 to 10 foot lead out there at second base. One ball, no strikes on Alex Bertram, the second baseman, who squares the bunt, pops it behind Sherman, the Rushi catcher. He stumbles for it, can't get to it. It's a foul ball. right away. Cincinnati Christian head coach Curtis Moak displaying some small ball, trying to move that runner from second over to third with just an out with a sacrifice here.
That's exactly what he needs to do. You want to pick up that first run.
Bertram from the left side, sophomore. Big sweeping curveball by Kearns. It's a beauty. Well, Bertram seemed to be immobilized at the plate on that pitch, and it's a 1-2 count. Sizable lead by Smith at second, and that draws a bluff throw from the Rushi pitcher, Daniel Kearns. 1-2 the count on Bertram. Of course, if he can pull the ball to the right side, he'll move Smith to third. He swings and fouls up above the stands to the left. Still 1-2 on Bertram. Rushi outfield shades him to the right. Center fielder for the Raiders, Jack Daypour, shifting a little bit into right center. Here is Kearns throwing a breaking ball. Bertram reaches, just gets a piece of it, and trickles it foul off to the left. Kearns last to three pitches, Chuck. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Yep, that's what you need to do. Just keep them off balance.
Still a ball and two strikes. Kearns into the stretch. Fires to Bertram wide, and it's 2-2. Opening inning, none out. Cincinnati Christian, a runner at second, right out of the gate. 2-2 count on the number two hitter, Bertram. Smith singled to start, went to second on a wild pitch. Here's Bertram with a hard ground ball up the middle. It is past the pitcher, Kearns, fielded near second base by Putoff. His throw to first, a bounce, and it gets away from the first baseman for the Raiders. And scooting on down to second base goes Bertram as Smith wheels around third and scores easily.
Well, I'll tell you what, Putoff made one heck of a play to keep that ball in the infield. Maybe not a great choice to try to throw the ball to first base. He was not going to get him.
Exactly. Without a throw, Mitchell Smith probably has to halt at third.
Yeah, we're first and third. He did a great job. If that goes to the outfield, he's going to score anyway.
Right.
So.
Yep. So it's an error on the throw. And give Bertram an infield single. Scoring Smith from second. The wide throw at first enabled the runner, Smith, to move around third, plateward. And now the third hitter in the order, Alex Johnson, a freshman, bats from the right side. He steps in now for Cincinnati Christian after fouling the first pitch away. Second pitch is a bouncing ball back up the middle toward Putoff near the second base bag. He fumbles, retrieves, and throws late at first base. And Cincinnati Christian has put the first three runners aboard to start this game.
Well, we talked before the game that you can't give them extra outs. They've now given them two.
Exactly. And Dion Putoff, normally a very reliable shortstop, has had two miscues here in the first three batters to open up this contest. And a meeting on the mound right now as head coach Kevin Flippo is out there for Rushi, trying to calm down his Raiders, who are not off to a good start. And Cincinnati Christian has runners at first and third with nobody out and a run in already in the top of the first inning.
Couldn't have a better start if you're Cincinnati Christian. They're starting, they've won games in a row, and now they're starting to get some confidence playing against the Rushi Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Christian was 7-8 on the year a month ago and has reeled off seven victories in a row and has carried that momentum into the start of this game here today. So Daniel Kearns for Rushi now must bow his back. He's got runners at first and third. And here is a taken slow curveball for a strike, a fake bunt by the batter. The runner on first takes off for second. The catcher for Rushi throws through past the pitcher Kearns. It's cut off by a Raider infielder. The ball doesn't go down to second. The runner for Cincinnati Christian stays fixed at third. And as a result of indifference, it's a steal by the runner on first. Runners at second and third for Cincinnati Christian with no out. Here is a pitch to the left-hand batting Jacob Carroll, and it's a high pop fly behind third. A couple different players for Rushi call for it. No one catches it. And here's a belated throw home high. It runs to the backstop. The ball loose right down below us. And as a result, Cincinnati Christian plates another run and has runners at second and third.
Well, that was a case where they had the infield playing in. That's just an easy out in a normal situation, but Putoff just couldn't get to it.
Right. Yeah, normally Dion Putoff would be able to range to his right behind third and catch that ball 8 or 10 feet on the outfield grass. As it was, the pop fly was in no man's land. Third error committed by Rushi here in the opening frame. And catcher Cody Anderson, a 6'2 right-handed batter, steps in for Cincinnati Christian, and he takes a strike at the knees.
Should have been an out at the plate, even though, because the runner had to hold to see if it was going to be caught. I can't believe he even took off.
Right. A waist-high throw nails him at home. It was high over the head of the Rushi catcher. As Sherman leaped way up to try to spear it, couldn't get a glove on it. And as a result, Cincinnati Christian has plated two runs here in the top of the first and has runners at second and third. Still no one retired. Here's the pitch to Anderson. Swings, belts a line drive down the left field line. Rushi Raiders left fielder scurries over. It's Jordan York with a one-handed catch. And then he flips it on back toward the diamond as the runner for Cincinnati Christian on third tags and roams home easily with the third run.
That three runs in the first inning. I mean, you do not want to give up crooked innings and runs. You'll give up the one, but you don't want to give up more than that in the first inning.
So far in the Cincinnati Christian first, three runs, three hits, and three Rushi errors. Stepping in now is Winston Spencer, sophomore, right fielder for Cincinnati Christian. He swings from the right side, looks at a strike to start. Kearns peers back at the runner at second. And that ball is up in the zone, a 1-1 count. One man retired, the previous batter, Anderson, who hit the ball well to left field. Runner tagged at third and scored. Here's an off-speed pitch by Kearns, a floater in and over. Caught the batter looking. It's 1-2. Well, Kearns needs to stop the damage right here, and the Rushi defense needs to support him. Here's a breaking ball swung on and missed. Good pitch on the play by Kearns. Spencer was over the top of it. Kearns snapped it off, and Spencer took a full cut and couldn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. Runner at second with two out now for Cincinnati Christian. And Noah Jordan, a late addition into the lineup. A senior left fielder steps in.
Wow.
And he looks at a ball low and away. It just missed as the Rushi crowd oohs and aahs at that
ball. I oohed and aahed a little bit of that one. That looked like a pretty good pitch.
Kearns, 1-0 pitch in the making. Squib foul off to the right. A ball, a strike on Jordan.
He's thrown 20 pitches here in the first inning.
Well, he hasn't been roughed up real hard, that's for sure.
No, they're doing a nice job of hitting the ball where it's pitched.
Yes, but Rushi's defense has been very lackluster, and that's being kind.
Yeah.
Three top of the first inning errors committed by the Rushi Raiders defensively. And Rushi's in a hole, 3-0, two outs, a runner at second for Cincinnati Christian. Here's the pitch to Noah Jordan, big breaking ball, tapped to third. Evan Monier in on the grass, gloves, fires a throw across the diamond, yes, in time to Carter Francis for the out. And the Raiders stop the bleeding. Cincinnati Christian does plate three at the end of a half. The Cougars three, the Raiders coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. You've already heard from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And so many thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio, the Jewelry Barn, which came on board with us here on ScorersBroadcast.com for this school year. Deion Putoff steps in against Mitchell Smith, the right-handed thrower for Cincinnati Christian. And the initial pitch was inside for a ball. Second pitch is right down the middle at the knees for strike one called. 1-1 on Putoff. Here's a breaking ball by Smith. Putoff bunts up the third baseline. Foul. 1-2 on Putoff. Mitchell Smith, the pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, Chuck, like Daniel Kearns for Rushi, a pretty quick worker.
Yeah, I like that. Makes the game faster.
Catcher for Cincinnati Christian sets up on the outside corner, and it just missed. Boy, Deion Putoff. How he took that one, I don't know. It was off the black by an inch. He got the call. It's 2-2. Smith comes right back with a fastball, which is in on Putoff's hands, and he fouls it off to the left. I like what I see in five pitches from Smith. Boy, he's moving the ball in and out, and he's got stuff. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Smith. Catcher sets up on the outside corner, and the battery for Cincinnati Christian gets the call. It's on the edge for strike three.
That was about a perfect pitch after that one previous pitch was on the hands like that.
Good execution against Putoff by the starting pitcher, Mitchell Smith, for Cincinnati Christian. Will Sherman steps in. Putoff opened the game for Rushi at 395, the senior. Now Sherman at 373, the junior catcher. Here's the second pitch by Smith. Excuse me. Big curveball in for a strike.
Yeah, that was the pitch that made me quit playing baseball. My mom got sick of washing the butt of my pants.
1-1 on Sherman. 2-1, low and away. As I try to clear my throat. Got a frog in it momentarily. 2-1 on Sherman. Outfield pretty much straight away. Infield deep up the middle for Will. There's a bouncing ball towards short. It's taken by Alex Johnson. He rifles a throw onto first to Jacob Carroll. Out. And Rushi has two up, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Hunter Cohey, 447 on the year. The senior second baseman pitcher for Rushi. Outfield retreats a couple steps for Cohey. Mighty deep in both left and right as Mitchell Smith goes to work on him. And the pitcher, Smith, misses the catcher's hold on the outside corner, but the ball catches the inside edge for strike one. Cody Anderson, the catcher for Cincinnati Christian, Chuck, moves around a lot behind the plate. 0-1 on Cohey. Here's the windup by Smith, the pitch. There's a fastball low and away, 1-1 the count on Hunter. Cohey had a very good regional tournament here last season. He was spot on the mound and had a couple long extra base hits. It's a roller here off the handle toward third, charging the third baseman for Cincinnati Christian, Bryce Youngkuns. And the freshman gobbles it up and gets Cohey by two steps at first. And the Raiders are out in order. We've played one here in this regional semifinal at Springfield. Cincinnati Christian 3, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, where Rushi trails Cincinnati Christian 3-0 as we start the top of the second inning. D.H. Connor Pets, or I should say Pletz, a freshman steps in, spelled P-L-O-E-T-Z. You don't pronounce the O. And the DH looks at a strike. Pletz, a left-hand batter against the left-hand pitching of Kearns, takes it low and away for ball one, 1-1 count. Excellent start to the game for Cincinnati Christian, which took advantage of three Rushi errors in the top of the first, three singles, three runners scored. Kearns gets a strike on the outside corner at the knees. Batter was looking 1-2 on Pletz. And Rushi went down quietly 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first as Cincinnati Christian infielders made two nice defensive plays. Foul to the backstop off the bat of Pletz. Count remains 1-2. Kearns gets the sign from Sherman, who sets up on the outside corner. There's a number to the third base side of the mound. Third baseman for Rushi comes over. Evan Monier gets a glove on it, can't get it cleanly. Ball still in the grass, and the runner Pletz is safe at first base, no throw.
I think they call that a swinging bunt.
That will go down as the fourth single in this game for Cincinnati Christian.
Yeah, four hits and three errors in one inning plus one batter. It's not a good start for the Raiders.
Not a recipe for success for Rushi here this afternoon. And you can bet center fielder Tim Karanji, the ninth man in the order for Cincinnati Christian, is up there to bunt. He's a freshman, right-hand hitter. He squares. Sherman leaps out to his right to catch the high and away pitch from Kearns. 1-0, the count on Karanji. Throw to first base by Kearns, runner back. Outfield plays Karanji a little to the left. At least does Rushi's center fielder, Jack Daypore. The right fielder, Mason Daypore, is toward the line. Jack a bit toward left center in center, but...
Oh, I would have called that a strike. I didn't think he'd get the bat back in time.
Mason edging toward the line and right. And that was called a ball, was it, Chuck?
Yeah, I think they checked with the first base umpire, and they said he got the bat back. I didn't think so.
1-1 count on Karanji, who takes a breaking ball from Kearns in and over on the outside corner. Kearns' breaking pitch has been sharp. He has not been hit hard. Some well-placed batted balls by Cincinnati Christian.
Was that Casey Stengel said hit him where they ain't?
Exactly. Coupled with three very poor miscues by Rushi defensively. Pitch to Karanji again. It's wide, and it gets away from the catcher. Sherman rolls all the way to the backstop down below us. and waltzing to second easily goes Connor Pletz. And again, as was the case in the first inning, Cincinnati Christian has a runner at second, nobody out. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck. I think the count on Karangi is 2-2.
Yeah, let me see that far. The 3-1.
3-1. I was off by a pitch. Kearns into a stretch, looks at second. There's an off-speed pitch very high for ball four. And Cincinnati Christian has two on and none out. And we go back to the top with Mitchell Smith, a 425 hitter on the year. It's a sacrifice situation, but I bet Mitchell Smith, who's a top-flight batter for the Cougars, is up there swinging away.
Yeah, I don't think you waste him, but, you know, I mean, I'm up here. I'm not the coach.
I didn't get a peek at the sign from third base coach and head coach Curtis Moak. Foul off to the right. 1-2. That was a clear-cut big-time swing by Smith, who gave no intention of sacrificing on that initial offering from Kearns. Yeah. 3-0 Cincinnati Christian leads, two on, none out, top of the second. Here's the windup, the pitch to Smith. He does bunt.
Wow,
it's up the third baseline. Well done. Monier charges. Smith with good wheels. No throw. Not a chance.
Well, nobody's covering because they had the butt. They had the runner in motion at first.
Uh-huh.
So the first baseman was going over to, or the second baseman was going over to cover. First baseman's charging. That's a mental error. It's not going to call show up as an error on the board, but that was a mental error.
An error of omission. And the Rangers have had several already of commission. That was a mental miscue. Bases are loaded. That's another single. Mitchell Smith at first. Pletz down at third. Karangi's at second. And the hitter here is Bertram. Bertram singled in the first. The initial pitch to him was a ball. Second pitch missed inside. 2-0, is that correct, Chuck?
2-0.
Yep, Kearns digging a little bit of a hole here. He's in the windup, fires. He needs a strikeout. And Bertram spanks a ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman Ferrucci can't get to it. It's into center. Kohi dived, couldn't get a handle on it. Then the ball bounced away from the Raiders center fielder. 1-2-run score. Runner on first digs for third for Cincinnati Christian. And the batter winds up taking second base. And the roof is falling in on the Raiders in this game already.
Well, that's going to be a hit, but it's also should be an error. And it is. That's the fourth error now. Went right through the center fielder's legs.
Yep. Has to be an error because the batter runner would not have gotten to second.
Would not have moved up.
No. So in this inning, Cincinnati Christian has played at what, two more, Chuck?
Yes, 5-0 now. No outs.
5-0. Cincinnati Christian leads. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. 5 runs, 6 hits. 4 Rushi errors. Meeting of the minds on the mound. Chuck, let's take a momentary break. We'll highlight our seniors for Rushi. They're under the spotlight here thanks to Local Equipment, one of our fine 12-year sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com. Raider seniors Hunter Kohi, Dion Putoff, Jack Daypour, Carter Stevie, Brandon Coverman, and Daryl Levy, 12th graders for the Rushi Raiders. Fine performers on this baseball team. As solid student athletes under the spotlight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Ohio.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
And welcome back to Carlton-Davidson Stadium here in Springfield. The Rushi Raiders have made a change on the mound. And I'm not sure.
It's Daypour.
It is. It's 12.
Jack Daypour. Yep.
Jack Daypour's come in from center field to throw. Jack has a fastball up around 80. Throws a little harder than does Daniel Kearns. Maybe not quite as hard as Hunter Kohi. But Daypour is in relief of Kearns. And Cincinnati Christian has scored five in this game, three in the first, two in the second. Runners at second and third. And still no one out. Is that correct, Chuck?
No outs.
No outs here in the second. And the hitter steps in for Cincinnati Christian in the person of Alex Johnson, and he cuts at a high fastball and misses, and then looks at a Daypour knee-high fastball for strike two. So of the first 11 hitters for Cincinnati Christian, seven have singled in this game.
Well, he threw 36 pitches and didn't get an out in the second inning.
Yep, not a good day for Daniel Kearns. Of course, he had no support. The defense for Rushi didn't show up here at the start of this game. That's all there is to it. As Johnson swings on the 0-2 pitch and loops a foul off to the right. Runners at second and third for Cincinnati Christian. None out in the second. It's already 5-0 Cougars. There's a fastball by Daypour. Yes, knee-high outside corner. That was a beauty. He hit the spot right on the button. And catcher Will Sherman kept the mitt right there for an instant, and the plate umpire rang up the batter, Johnson. Jacob Carroll, left-handed swinging 6'3" first baseman, steps in for Cincinnati Christian. He got a single back in the first. He looks at a strike from Daypour. Daypour throwing darts. He needs another strikeout in hopes of thwarting this Cincinnati Christian inning right here at two runs. There's a fastball grounded hard back up the middle to Putoff. Putoff fumbles, reaches for it. It's on the ground. Gets a hurried throw to first. Out. Nipped the runner there, but the young man at third scores.
All right, and he had him held up. The guy wasn't going to go. The kid wasn't going to go. And then as soon as the ball got away from Putoff, his only choice at that point was to go to first.
And it was a fairly easy bouncing ball, cracked pretty hard, knee high to Putoff, who was in a step or two at short.
Oh, it becomes psychological at this point.
Yes. Again, that's a mental error, as you say, a psychological one that did allow another run to score, because if that ball is fielded cleanly, the runner's held in check at third base, and the out is made at first.
Well, they got the infield in for that reason. They held him up, just didn't make the play.
So the sixth run is in for Cincinnati Christian, and the ground ball to short. And the count is 2-0 on catcher Cody Anderson. He had a sack fly in the first inning for the Cougars, who have scored six times and are halfway through the batting order a second time, and we're not done with two innings yet. And the count is 3-0.
3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, he fouled one off.
3-1, the count on Anderson with a runner at third for Cincinnati Christian. There's ball four high. The hitter has to look back at the plate umpire. He was confused on the count as well, like me. And it's a base on balls. Winston Spencer, who struck out in the first, is in to hit now for the Cougars with runners at first and third and two away in the second inning for Cincinnati Christian, which leads 6-0 over Rushi. A sun-splashed Carlton Davidson Stadium here in Springfield. Temperature in the low 80s. Light breeze blowing south to north. Throw over to first by Daypour, not in time. Runner steps back. Daypour stretching, looks at the men on the corners, pitches inside off the plate to Anderson. Outfield plays this hitter for Cincinnati Christian pretty deep in left. Jordan York is as far away from home plate against Anderson as he was to start the game when Mitchell Smith, the leadoff hitter for Cincinnati Christian, batted. Here's the pitch, popped up foul behind home plate. Sherman gives a look, heads toward the backstop, but has no chance. The ball hits the screen right in front of us and rolls down into Sherman's right hand. Minster and Fort Loramie in game two, first pitch at 5. Those clubs split regular season games. Minster won 6-2 in Auglaize County. Fort Loramie won 11-1 in Shelby County. And the rubber match of that pairing is a regional semifinal tilt, our second game here today. First pitch at 5. Runners at first and third, two away. Here's the windup, the pitch by Daypore. Fouled again up behind Sherman, who spun around, couldn't find it. Ball landed on the screen anyway. And the count is what, Chuck?
1-2.
1-2 on the hitter. Because of the sunlight hitting the scoreboard out in deep left field, it is very difficult to read.
All right, through the screen, I'm having trouble too. Stigmatism kicking up.
Oh, here's a throw to first base and almost picked off.
Had him leaning.
Uh-huh. Cincinnati Christian runner just got back barely, did Alex Bertram. Here's the windup by Daypore. Throw to the hitter, low and away for a ball. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. A delayed steal by the young man at first, Bertram. No throw down to second. Two runners in scoring position. Daypore winds and fires, and the hitter cuts over the top of a slider as Spencer couldn't get a bat on it, and he goes down swinging. Second time he's K'd in this game. But for Cincinnati Christian, three more runs, four hits for the Cougars, who lead this game 6-0, entering the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, the home of the Division IV regional baseball tourney. And Cincinnati Christian has the upper hand on a sluggish-looking bunch of Raiders so far in this game. 6-0 Cincinnati Christian as Rushi comes to bat in the bottom of the second. Carter Francis, Evan Monier, and Jack Daypore in to hit. Mitchell Smith, the junior thrower on the hill for Cincinnati Christian, wheels in a side-winding curveball, low and away on Kohi. Smith retired Rushi in order in the first inning. A strikeout and two polite ground balls, one to short and one to third. Here's a strike called on Kohi. Carter Francis. Kohi finished off the first inning batting third and grounded out. It's Carter Francis who looks at a pitch wide in the dirt, rolls to the backstop. 2-1 the count on Carter, who swings from the right-hand side. And he swings and belts a line drive to left. The Cincinnati Christian left fielder off and running toward the line. And Noah Jordan makes a sprinting catch.
That's a nice play because when that ball's hit on that hard, it's going away from you. And he did a nice job of staying with it.
Carter Francis can't hit the ball much harder, Chuck.
No, that was a hit taken away.
A line out to left field, and I've made a little asterisk by that 7 representing the left fielder on my scorecard. That ball was tagged. Here's Evan Monier hitting now for the Raiders. He takes a pitch low and away for a ball. Carter Francis was batting at 439 entering this game. And he tattooed that liner to left. Here's a high curveball swung on and missed by Monier. 1-1 count. Monier at 301, the junior third baseman.
0-2.
My mistake. The first two pitches are strikes. And then Monier turns on a high inside fastball and slugs it to left over the third baseman's head. The ball rolls through the left fielder toward the warning track. Monier hustles around first. He's into second easily. It looked to me like, Chuck, that's a single and an error on the left fielder.
Yeah, it would have been close to a double, but he slipped and the ball got by him, so I think they're going to have to give an error on that.
I think so. That's what we're going to call it anyway.
I think they marked it as an error on the scoreboard.
We check with Bryant Billing down to a right. Let's see if we get the nod of approval from him. Yep.
Thumbs up.
E7 after a dazzling catch. Here's the swing by the next hitter, Jack Daypore, and it's a long foul down the left field line into the bullpen. So all of a sudden here in the second inning, the Rushi Raiders beginning to time up Mitchell Smith. Rushi giving the ball a ride in this frame. One out, a man at second, a strike on Jack Daypore. Here's a curveball, bounced hard to third. Look what I found. The third baseman, Bryce Youngkins, has it. It's on the heel of his glove. He shoots a throw to first for the out. In behind him after the throw goes the runner for Rushi to third. Raiders have a man at third with two down. Here in the bottom of the second, a chance to peck away at this 6-0 deficit. And junior Daniel Kearns, a 257 hitter, is at the plate, and he looks at ball one. 1-0 on Kearns. First run for Rushi down there at third. Pitch low and away, a ball. 2-0 the count on Kearns. First base open. My mistake, the first pitch was called a strike. 1-1 on Kearns. Smith looks at third. Fires to Daypore, knee high, right down the middle. Jack looked it over, took it, and he's behind in the count. 1-2. Kearns, 6'4" tall, hangs the body over home plate. Smith winds, fires, and Kearns cuts and hits a line drive over the pitcher's head into center field. It's a base knock, and here comes the Raiders' first run.
That's an important run right there. They could not afford to get out of this inning scoreless again.
Right. Kearns with a big two-out single to center. Ball was ripped hard over the outstretched glove of pitcher Mitchell Smith of Cincinnati Christian. And romping in from third was Monier. Rushi not done yet. Runner at first, two down. Jordan York, the left fielder, steps in. And the pitch is high and tight for ball one. Raiders making Smith work a little longer here in the second inning. Smith got off the hook pretty quickly in the first. Rushi went three up, three down to start the game. Two hits here in the second. Fastball above the waist, right down the pike. York steps back in. Daypore short lead at first. Outfield straight away for York, who nubs one off the end of the bat. It's a pool cue roller to second.
Oh.
And the Cincinnati Christian second baseman Bertram charges. Nearly a wild throw at first. The first baseman Carroll lunges to the outfield side to catch in time and get the runner at first. York is out, second baseman to first. Bottom of the second over for the Raiders, who do strike for one, but still trail after two. 6-1, Cincinnati Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
408-498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Welcome back to Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Rushi Raiders trail 6-1. We go to the top of the third. Cincinnati Christian has almost gone through its entire order twice in just two innings of play. Noah Jordan, the left fielder, will come up to bat leading off the third frame for the Cougars, who were 7-8 on the year a month ago, have reeled off seven straight wins. Took the gray division of the Miami Valley Conference, did Cincinnati Christian. That was the weaker of the two divisions. Here's the windup of Dayport in on the hands of the batter, who sprays a ball foul off to the right. 0-1 on Jordan, who grounded out short to first in his initial trip. There's a high inside pitch, spike foul to the Raider dugout alongside first base. And it's 1-2 on the batter, Jordan. Raiders hug the line in right, but the center fielder shading a little left. Swing and a miss on a low inside pitch. And down on strikes goes Jordan. Connor Plett steps in. He's the DH who bats for third baseman Bryce Youngkuns. Plett's a freshman, Youngkuns a freshman. The left-hand batter, Plett, steps in, first pitch a strike. Nothing and one on him.
Boy, Dayport
working very fast. Swing and a miss on a curveball, and it's 0-2. My mistake, first pitch was a ball.
Yeah, a little high.
Serves me right to call balls and strikes back here, doesn't it?
And we're not quite behind it.
1-1, the pitch to Plett's inside, it's 2-1. Rushi trails 6-0, or I should say 6-1. Rushi was down 6-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Did play to run in the last of the second, and Dayport threw that one right by the hitter to even the count up at 2-2. Rushi fans yelling one more, Jack, and there it is. A cut and no contact. Out on strike swinging is Plett's. Center fielder Tim Karanji steps in. Karanji, like Plett's, got a base hit in the second. A three-run, four-hit inning for Cincinnati Christian. Ball one, the count on Karanji. Karanji, one of five ninth graders in this starting lineup for Cincinnati Christian. Average age of the Cougars roster, about 15 and a half. Strike two on the hitter, Karanji. Dayport working quickly, high and tight with the fastball, 1-2. I thought Daniel Kearns worked fast, Chuck. Dayport, until this slight pause right here, has worked even faster than Kearns. Dayport throws out of the stretch. He often comes in from the bullpen with men on. That pitch is low, down below the knees. It's a 3-1 count. I may have mistakenly led you to believe it was 2-2. There's a foul right back toward us, and it's full at 3-2. 3-2 on Karanji. Cincinnati Christian has failed to put a runner on so far here in the third. After banging out seven singles in the first two innings, there's a pitch behind Karanji for ball four. And he's on at first.
Yeah, he just tried to overthrow that one. That didn't have a prayer.
And Mitchell Smith steps in. And he has been on base twice with singles for Cincinnati Christian. Entered the game, the top hitter for the Cougars at 425, the 6'3" right-handed pitcher. Straightaway stance at the plate, chokes up a half inch. Here's a throw to first base by Dayport. Out on the pickoff. Karanji nailed. He was trying to sneak a peek at Dayport's move. Maybe get an edge and a quick jump to second. And Dayport rifled a throw to first base. Delayed call by the umpire who looked it over. And it was clearly an out, and that was the signal. Inning over for Cincinnati Christian. We go to the bottom of the third. The Cougars 6, the Raiders 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Big shout-outs today to Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you so much. They've both been on board now for the better part of 2 years here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And thanks as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. Up, the Raiders continue to try to peck away against Mitchell Smith, the strong right-hander for Cincinnati Christian, who throws low and away to Mason Daypour, who starts the hitting for the Raiders at the top of the third inning. Daypour looks at ball two, low and away. Smith behind in the count as the Raider fans roar with approval. 2-0 on Daypour. 286 hitter is sophomore Mason Daypour. There's a pitch low and away again. But three pitches by Mitchell Smith in a row to start the bottom of the third inning. Low and outside, none of them close. Daypour no doubt taking here. Strike, thigh high, inside edge, 3-1. As Smith snaps the glove at the ball on the throwback from the catcher. Not happy with himself for falling behind in the count. And there's a fastball to Daypour, tailing off the inside corner. And the pitcher doesn't get the call. It's a base on balls for Daypour. So Rushi starts the bottom of the third with a runner on. Back to the top for Dion Putoff, who hit nearly 400 during the season. The senior chokes up just a little bit and pops a bunt foul back to this end of the dugout along the third base side. Yeah, Putoff would like to move the runner along, but the way Dion was putting the bunt down and starting his legs in motion to first, he was trying to bunt for a base hit. Here's a throw to first, and Mason Daypour is back. One strike the count on the hitter, Dion Putoff, the shortstop for the Raiders, who trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Smith looks at first. The Cincinnati Christian pitcher throws a big bending curve that stays high and inside. 1-1. Well, after a very sharp first inning, during which Smith of Cincinnati Christian disposed of the Raiders quickly, Rushi has made the pitcher work since. Here's a ground ball rolled to third, fielded by the third baseman, force out at second, return throw to first safe, beaten by the speedy put off easily, but Cincinnati Christian does get the force out and the runner at second base, as the ball by Putoff was rolled off the handle right to the third baseman. Young Kunz fielded next to the bag and shot a throw to second to get the out against Rushi. Here's a fly ball, short left field, off the bat of the next hitter, Sherman, and the left fielder for Cincinnati Christian, Noah Jordan, jogs forward, makes the catch chest high, and the runner at first for the Raiders has to hold. So the last two pitches to Rushi hitters have resulted in outs Two down for Rushi. Hunter Cohey steps in. Two away, runner at first. Short lead. Smith looks over his shoulder at the first base bag. The throw to Cohey, low and away for a ball. Hunter Cohey needs to drive one right here, Chuck, if he can, up the gap to play to Rushi, two-out run in the second inning.
There's a big gap between left and center. Boy, if he can hit one up through that gap up there, he'll be running for days.
Yep, sure is. The left fielder, Noah Jordan, has pulled himself over toward the line in left. And center fielder Tim Karangia straight away. Pitch to Cohey, tried to check on a wide curveball, could not, and it's ruled a swinging strike. 1-1 count on Cohey. Runner at first is Dion Putoff, who was left there after the fielder's choice out at second. And then Cohey barely gets the cap into the bat on a pitch to the plate by Smith, which was outside. Cohey fouls it to the screen, and it's 1-2. Two straight sweeping curveballs from Smith. Let's see what he deals Cohey here on 1-2. Catcher sets up on the inside. And it's well inside, off the elbow of Cohey, hit batsman. And now the Raiders have two on with two out. Carter Francis up now to perhaps plate a couple for the Raiders. 439 hitter, a junior. Cohey, with those long strides of his, can pick him up and lay him down from first with two out. He'll be on the go. He could score on a two-bagger. Carter Francis swings from the right side, wow. Takes a big breaking ball in and over, waist high, a strike. Smith has an assortment of pitches. Mitchell Smith, the junior for the Cougars, into the stretch, looks at second, throws to Carter Francis again. It's a high and tight fastball, cut on and missed. 0-2 count as Smith tries to buckle down. Two on, two out for Rushi, bottom of the third. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. And the pitch to the plate is batted on one hop right back to Mitchell Smith, who flips the throw on to first for the out, and the inning is over for Rushi. We played three in the first of two regional semifinals here today in Springfield. Cincinnati Christian 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, the upstart Cincinnati Christian Cougars, 7-8 on the year a month ago, winners of seven in a row since, are pasting Rushi 6-1, three innings through this game. Cougars went down in order against Jack Daypour in the third, went down in order because Karangi was picked off to end the inning, and Mitchell Smith, the fine leadoff hitter, outstanding pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, wheels and drills a line drive to left on the first pitch of the fourth, right at Jordan York, who in his tracks picks it off. Chuck, that ball had it bounced. It might have ripped a hole in the left field fence had it gotten by York. it was really belted.
Yeah, he hit it hard, but he hit it right at him, unfortunately for him.
Well, Smith had been 2 for 2 on the day before that lineout. Alex Bertram is 2 for 2. He steps in from the left side. And he takes strike one and strike two. A good overhand breaking ball from Daypore, knee high, inside corner. Daypore over the top again. Yes! Wow! 1, 2, 3 strikes and you are out. Daypore really sharp against Bertram. Daypore trying to make quick work of the Cougars here in the fourth. Alex Johnson safe on an error and a strikeout at the plate in two trips. He steps in now for Cincinnati Christian. Daypore over the top, bounces one in there. As we see down to our far right, the Minster Wildcats have arrived in preparation for game two. Fort Loramie Redskins are here in the batting cages down outside the left field fence. Two balls and no strikes, the count now. Daypore throws. It's in on the hands. It's trickled up the third baseline. Third baseman for the Raiders charges. It's Gleba Manya running throw in the dirt, rolling away from the Rushi Raiders first baseman. Trickles down the line, and the batter runner dashes to second. Another error committed by Rushi. It's at least 5. Bryant Billings signals 5. Counting errors of omission, maybe as many as 6 or 7 for the Raiders in this game. I think you may have to credit the batter with an infield single, error on the throw, allowing him to reach second, right, Chuck?
Well, they called it an error all the way, at least on the scoreboard.
Didn't give the batter a hit?
No, I think it was a hit.
It was going to be close at first base. If the Raiders do field the ball cleanly on one hop at first, it looked to me like the runner was going to be out by half step. Usually, the benefit of the doubt goes to the hitter in that situation, and he gets a base hit. But you don't believe the batter was credited with a single on the scoreboard, right?
They did not.
No.
This game an error.
Well, that's the second time in this game that Johnson has been on board due to errors. One by Putoff, one by Monier. Jacob Carroll, the left-hand hitting first baseman, steps in. And he goes down on 3 pitches. 1-2, called strike on the second one, and a swing and a miss over the top of a curveball on the third one. Despite the error, Daypore's pitching is superb, and the Raiders get the Cougars out in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Cincinnati Christian 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Cincinnati Christian 6, Rushi 1. Cincinnati Christian so far in this game, 6 runs, 7 hits, 5 Rushi Raiders errors. And for Rushi so far in the contest, a run and 2 hits. And so far, Cincinnati Christian has played error-free. Bottom of the fourth, Evan Monier, Jack Daypore, Daniel Kearns for the Raiders, who need to play a couple runs and shave this deficit. It's at 5. And unless the Raiders start to hone in on Mitchell Smith, the Cincinnati Christian starter, Chuck, he's got eyes to go the distance, and I guarantee you, unless he gets in a lot of hot water, head coach Curtis Moak of Cincinnati Christian will keep him out there on the hill.
Yeah, he's at a point now where he can't throw tomorrow anyway, so
right.
You're going to ride him all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm. And the first pitch to Monier is a big breaking ball. Low and away. Monier almost went around, just short of halfway. The appeal to first, and the first base umpire gave the safe sign. Here's a curveball by Smith. Oh, it's a beauty. It caught the inside edge. Monier stepped out, looked at it, and it's 1-1. Monier singled in the first. And here to start this inning, the fourth, he hits a line drive to left. The left fielder comes in, dives. It is Noah Jordan. He cannot spear it. He trapped it, made a great effort. He got the ball in a bounce, and Monier's got his second hit for the Raiders. He's aboard at first.
That was close, boy.
Good start to the fourth for Rushi. Jack Dapor, Daniel Kearns in now. Rushi is down five. No sacrifice bunt here. Swinging a high, towering fly ball right smack dab in the middle of the infield. And the second baseman for Cincinnati Christian, Alex Bertram, snares it just to the first base side of second. One down for the Raiders in the fourth. Daniel Kearns to hit. Kearns singled in the second. That was a scoring inning for Rushi. Raiders have committed five miscues in this game. Here's Mitchell Smith throwing the first pitch. It is outside to Kearns, 1-0. We'll have to do a little review. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Bryant Billings, Sydney Daily News to determine officially how many of these six Cincinnati Christian runs are technically unearned runs. And I think the majority of them are, Chuck, without question.
I'd have to look at your scorecard to see.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Kearns, who's ahead in the count 2-0, looks at a pitch low and away for 3-0. Interesting at-bat here. Mitchell Smith, the pitcher for the Cougars, has fallen behind 3-0. One on, one out. Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Fastball right down the middle at the knees. 3-1 count on Kearns.
I think that Cincinnati Christian's very vulnerable to the stolen base, but down five runs, you can't take the chance.
Right. Yeah, why would you? Little lead at first. Smith fires a throw over. Monier back. Well, three errors by Rushi in a three-run Cincinnati Christian first. One error by Rushi in a three-run Cincinnati Christian second. Here's a high fastball cut on, and not getting a piece of it is Kearns. He whiffed. Count is full, 3-2. Well, very clearly, all three runs in the first inning unearned. Here's the pitch to Kearns, a low outside curveball. He looks it over. Ball four. He gets a free pass. Big at bat there. Two on for the Raiders. One out. Jordan York needs a timely hit here. It would seem to me, Chuck, that four of the six runs, without question, scored by Cincinnati Christian are unearned. Got a conference at the mound now as the Raiders have a couple aboard. Head coach Curtis Moak of Cincinnati Christian is talking to his battery. Meanwhile, the Raiders huddle up down along the third baseline. And now the home plate umpire says, enough of these conferences, let's play ball. Beautiful blue skies overhead, slight breeze to the north, temperature in the low 80s. Not much humidity at all. The most splendid regional semifinal day here in Division IV baseball in quite some time, Chuck.
Yeah, I put the top down and drove over from Pickwood. It was a beautiful drive.
I spotted your car in the parking lot.
It's the one with no roof.
Exactly. Two on for Rushi, bottom of the fourth, one out. Stepping in to hit is York. York was out second base to first in his at-bat in the second inning. 6-1 the lead for Cincinnati Christian. Three runs in each of the first two innings. Raiders got one back in the bottom of the second. Stepping out of the box is York as the pitcher and hitter play mind games with each other right now. Into the stretch is Smith, the pitch to York, up and in for a ball. Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't seem like Smith's got that real good control he had the first two innings.
He's not getting that curveball, and he was throwing that curveball on the outside part of the plate, and he's struggling with that a little bit now.
Here's the pitch to York. There's a tailing fastball in on the inside edge for a strike, 1-1. Evan Monier at second. Daniel Kearns at first. One out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. Cougars lead the Raiders 6-1. Here's a curveball swung on by York, dribbled out towards second. Second baseman Fields flips to the shortstop, who fires the throw to first. Out, doubling up York.
Wow, nice play.
Well done by the second baseman, Alex Bertram. He gobbled up the grounder, moving toward the second base bag. And streaming across second came Alex Johnson to take the lateral. And he whipped a strike to the first baseman, Jacob Carroll, to get York by a full stride or so. So the Raiders' fourth ends with a double play. We go to the fifth. Cincinnati Christian 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thank you so much to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And the top of the fifth gets underway for the Cougars as Cody Anderson hits a high chopping ground ball over the head of Daypour. Good field by the shortstop put off behind the bag for Rushi at second. The throw to first gets the runner, and that's the best defensive play we've seen from the Raiders all day. That was a gem turned in by Putoff, who ranged far to his left to take a single away from the fifth-inning leadoff batter, Cody Anderson, for Cincinnati Christian. One up, one down. Winston Spencer, the sophomore right fielder, is in, and he's quickly ahead in the count, 2-0. Here's a pitch at the knees as Daypour gets a called strike outside corner at the hollow of the knee. Two balls and a strike on Spencer. That's Lou about shin high, 3-1. 3-1 count. Center fielder Ferrucci in shallow. Playing up snug is Rushi's outfield. And here's the pitch to the plate. And it is taken low and in, or did that nip the hitter, Brian? I couldn't tell if it was ball four, if it got a piece of the batter's jersey. Nonetheless, Cincinnati Christian gets a runner at first with one down here in the top of the fifth. Noah Jordan, the left fielder, steps in. Excuse me, he's grounded to short and struck out. We're in the top of the fifth, starting to get late for Rushi, which is down 6-1. Daypour throws to first, runner back. Cincinnati Christian has manufactured 6 runs in this game. on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits. They've been aided by 5 Rushi errors of commission, a couple others of omission. Has not been a banner day for Rushi defensively, to say the least. Here's the pitch to Jordan with a runner at first. Nope, a throw to first again, and the runner is back. They pour very mindful of Spencer at first. Right fielder's got speedy feet. He's got a lead. Here's Daypore's pitch. And the ball is bunted, popped up in the air to Monier at third. Monier sliding on his hind end on the grass. Makes the catch. Well done. Loops a throw to first base. But Spencer does get back in time. Two nice defensive gems by the Raiders turned in here in the fifth inning. So the batter Jordan is out on the pop bunt to third, and Connor Pletz, the freshman DH, is in. And he takes a pitch low and away for a ball. Runner at first, two down for Cincinnati Christian. Top of inning number 5. Here's a strike thrown by Daypore, knee high right down the pipe. 1-1 on Pletz. Pletz the DH for third baseman Bryce Youngkuns. There's a high outside pitch, swung at, and no contact made. Strike 2. 1-2 on Pletz. He's singled and K'd so far in this game. Pitch by Daypore, swung on and missed again. Good lively fastball by Jack Daypore, since coming in relief of starting pitcher Daniel Kearns, has been red hot on the mound for the Raiders. Rushi needs to get its offense going. Down 6-1 to the Cougars, bottom of the fifth, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these fine underwriting sponsors. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, from which you just heard. The food is not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins, about which we'll talk at length at the end of this half inning. Mitchell Smith back to work for Cincinnati Christian here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Rushi Raiders. And quickly, Smith is up 0-2 on the Raiders' right fielder, Mason Daypore. There's a high fastball, 1-2. Up Raiders Chuck down to 9 outs, trailing by 5, 6-1. Here's the windup and the pitch to the plate. Fastball low and away. Smith hops up and down on the mound. He wanted that.
Kind of wanted it. It was close, but I think it was low.
Yes, I agree. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Daypore. The pitch by Smith. Curveball, three-quarter swing. Ball hits softly to short. Good field by the shortstop. Here's a rifle throw to first. Alex Johnson gunned it and got him.
Tell you what, that took that because Mason Daypore got down the line, boy.
Yes, yeah, Mason picked him up and laid him down in a hurry. Ball was not hit real hard to the shortstop, Johnson, who didn't charge it aggressively, but he made an excellent throw to first. A bullet toss to the first baseman, Carroll. And the leadoff hitter for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Mason Daypour, is retired. Dion Putoff is in now. And Putoff is ahead of the count, 2-0 to start. Raiders so far in this game have gotten 1, 2, 3 hits, and that's it against Smith. Here's a pitch on the inside corner for a strike.
Well, they said he was their best athlete, yep. And he is not disappointed.
No, he has not. As advertised, excellent outing for Mitchell Smith. Here's another three-quarter swing by Rushi. And the batter for the Raiders, Dion Putoff, drops it along the right field line, and it is fair. The right fielder hustling over into foul ground gets the ball after it squirts that direction, and with good speed, Dion Putoff scurries around first. He's into second easily with a two-bagger.
He didn't even think about stopping at first base that time, and that's probably the reason he got there. It was a nice play by the right fielder and a pretty good throw to second.
But the Raiders have not been over swinging in this inning. Example right there, Putoff hit the outside corner pitch along the line and right. Will Sherman with a runner at second golfs a high fly ball in the air, back edge of the infield, behind the third base bag. The shortstop, Johnson, moves to his right, calls off the third baseman, gloves it, and that's an out.
Well, that's what a curveball will do to you. You saw his hands drop in the middle of the swing, and that's why he got under it and popped it up.
Sherman out after lifting the pop fly to the shortstop, Johnson. So Putoff after the double remains there during that second out. And in at the plate, Hunter Cohey, runner at second in scoring position. Initial pitch to him is a strike called. Inside corner right at the thighs. Putoff at second. Raiders had a runner on in the previous inning. He was wiped out thanks to an inning-ending double play turned in by the Cougars. A strike on Cohey. Outfield is deep. Pretty straight away for Hunter. He's got power. He rolled a ball to the fence here last year. There's a curveball loop foul down the right field line out of play. 0-2 on Cohey. This curveball from Mitchell Smith has been inviting. Raiders just have not gotten good cuts at him.
No, they're just a little bit late on it. Got to keep that weight back on that back foot.
Yes.
That's how you can hit the ball hard.
Smith's curve is a big bender. It comes all the way across the plate, sometimes finishes up outside. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Cohey. That curveball broke over the middle. Cohey had a good rip at it, just missed it, fouled it to the screen.
Yep.
6-1 Cincinnati Christian, bottom of the fifth for Rushi. Two out, runner at second in the person of Putoff, who garnered the Raiders' fourth hit with a one-out double. Cohey swings, sprays a foul, back over the top of us, out of play. 1-2 still. Second game to feature Fort Loramie and Rushi. We've got the call here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster 22-7, Fort Loramie 23-6. Oh, here's a throwback to second to Putoff, or I should say to get Putoff. He dives back in just ahead of the tag.
No put out on Putoff.
Thought for an instant the second baseman might have been put out by the call. Pitch to Cohey, bounced to the plate. It hit in front of the left-hand batter's box and surged up and over the head of the catcher for Cincinnati Christian. And Putoff walked down to third. That's a wild pitch, big time.
That's what they call a 58-foot curveball.
And the count now on Cohey is 2-1, or is it 2-2, Chuck?
It is 1-2.
Or I should say, 2-2 or 1-2. There's a high inside pitch, and the count goes to 2-2 on Hunter. His first couple pitches were strikes, then a couple foul balls, and now two balls in a row. Second run for Rushi at third. 2-2 pitch to Kohi. Fastball in on the hands. It's grounded down the third baseline. Foul. Just a foot foul. Would have been a very difficult play for the third baseman, Young Kunz, had it been fair. But it did not cross over the top of the bag. Just missed it. Long at bat for Kohi. 2-2 count. Runner at third put off. 6-1 Cincinnati Christian. Bottom of the fifth. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. Smith throws it low and away for ball three. Tell you what, Chuck, if I'm the home plate umpire, I'm not real pleased with some of the nonverbal reactions by the pitcher Smith to some of the ball calls.
All right, that wasn't even close.
No. 3-2 pitch to Kohi. Big bending curve stays up and in ball four. And I tell you what, that might have been a smart move by the pitcher Smith. First base was open. Kohi, the best power hitter for the Raiders. Although he was ahead of him at one time, 0-2, wound up walking him.
All right.
And now the Raiders have runners on the corners with two out in the bottom of the fifth. After the walk to Kohi, Carter Francis, mighty dangerous as well. 439 hitter, a junior, steps in from the right side. Off-speed pitch in at the thighs, right down the middle, a strike. That looked like a first-pitch changeup from Smith. Kohi at first, put off at third. The stretch by Smith, the pitch to Francis. Curveball, low and away. 1-1. Smith blends in the fastball occasionally, and it's a good mover. It tails in on the right-hand batters. Curveball split the middle of the plate. Strike two called. 1-2 on Carter Francis, who's looked at three pitches in this at-bat. Two of them strikes. Let's see if Smith goes up and in with the fastball. He gets the sign from his catcher, then steps off. Francis out of the box and back in. Big at-bat here for Rushi, down five. Pitch by Smith to Francis. Swing at a high fastball, driven way up in the air to left field. And the left fielder for Cincinnati Christian moves about two steps to his left. Noah Jordan hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. And Mitchell Smith keeps trucking right along on the hill for Cincinnati Christian, which continues to lead 6-1 after five on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Oh, we'd like to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie right here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Carl Arn's turn to run Brookins after Dale and Joyce Barhorst did it for 12 years. They turned in a fine performance running Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. They put their heart and soul into it. It continues to be a fun, family-friendly atmosphere under the leadership of Carl Arns at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many fine specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, ideal for family gatherings, anniversaries, rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com.
I'll tell you what, put off at shortstop, just made a real nice play on a real slow bouncer, barehanded, threw him out with about a half a step to spare.
And the first hitter for Cincinnati Christian, the ninth man in the order, Tim Karangi, retired to start the top of the sixth. And it's a 1-1 count on Mitchell Smith, the leadoff hitter, and superb pitcher for the Cougars. He is 2-for-3 on the day, 2 singles, and a couple runs scored. Pitch to Smith. Low inside pitch, grounded on 2 big hops to put off. Smith can run, and he beats the throw at first base.
That's one of those tweeners where you got a choice at shortstop whether you come in on it or just try to play the bounce. And with Smith running, you needed to come in on it.
Yep. As Smith got out of the box in a heartbeat, and the 6'3" young man took those long, lengthy strides down to first, and by a full step or step and a half, he beat the throw by putoff to first. So Smith is on at first with his third hit. And there's a pickoff attempt rolling away at first base, but not far enough for Smith to advance. One on, one out for Cincinnati Christian here in the top of the sixth inning. The Cougars still continue to lead Rushi 6-1. Cougars got 3 in the first, 3 in the second. Rushi a run in the second. No scoring since. Another pickoff attempt to no avail. Alex Bertram is 2-for-3. He's in at the plate now. Left-hand hitter, second baseman. Sophomore. Another throw to first. Noah Jordan, Chuck, the only senior in the starting lineup for Cincinnati Christian, which will be mighty potent again next year.
You would think. What grade is Smith?
Smith is a junior, so he'll be the number one man, the ace of the staff, back on the mound next season. High and away pitch by Daypore to the batter Bertram. Count 1-0. Bertram bats from the left side, but the center fielder for the Raiders shades Bertram a bit left center. Oh, here's a pickoff, and the runner's caught in a rundown. And being chased back to first and tagged out is the runner, Mitchell Smith. He was trying to get a head start. Daypore read his mind. Pickoff, second out against Cincinnati Christian here in the top of the sixth inning.
It's hard to say anything much negative about Smith, but Daypore's thrown over. He picked one guy off. He's thrown over there 5 or 6 times against him. You can't be leaning.
No, lesson learned by now, you'd think. Bertram takes low and away. Cougars have made very, very few mistakes here today. That was maybe about the only one.
Yeah, and I think they can live with that one.
Yes. Foul ball out of play over third. Cincinnati Christian Cougars coming into this game. 14 wins, 8 losses. 7-8 record a month ago. 7 straight wins. Third-year head coach Curtis Smoke has done a great job. As Cincinnati Christian has gone the deepest in the tourney ever in the school's 40-year history. As Bertram, after the pickoff at first, flies out to straightaway left to the Raiders' left fielder, Jordan York, who snares it, inning over. Or I should say, top half of the inning is over. Rushi comes to bat, bottom of the sixth, still trailing 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Scores broadcast. podcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi and Cincinnati Christian in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cougars hold the upper hand, leading 6-1. Game two to follow, first pitch at about 5, Fort Loramie and Minster. The two winners come back tomorrow at 5 for the regional championship and a berth in the state Final Four next Thursday at 10 a.m. at Huntington Park. Up, the Raiders are down to 6 outs. Mitchell Smith has been very efficient on the hill for Cincinnati Christian, and he wheels in a big breaking curveball for a strike to the Raiders' initial hitter. As we start play here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Evan Monier turns on an inside pitch and hooks it foul in the air down the left field line. Monier steps out of the box momentarily. Smith ahead in the count, 2 strikes. Smith hasn't been overpowering, Chuck. His location good. When he's missed in on the hands. Rushi hasn't hit the ball solidly. When he's just been off the strike zone outside, Rushi's gotten the ball out on the end of the bat, hasn't squared it up either. A ball and 2 strikes on Monier. Catcher sets up in the outside corner, and the swing by Monier is a lazy one. He spoils the pitch, a pop fly foul outside of first, and the first baseman loses the ball in the sun and can't make the grab.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling when you know it's coming right to you, but you can't find it in the sky.
And here come the sunglasses from the dugout for the first baseman, Carroll, but they're a pitch too late. A ball and 2 strikes on Monier. That last swing by Monier in self-defense was typical of many swings by Rushi hitters in this game. Here's a ground ball back up the middle over the head of Smith. The shortstop, Johnson, charges. Oh, it's a good-looking play. Throw to first, out. Well done.
I watched him in infield, and I was impressed with this young man. He's a good fielder. I don't know how he hits the ball, but the kid can field.
And nicely done right there. Alex Johnson didn't lay back on it at all. If he did for a split second, it was going to be a safe at first. The ball eluded the pitcher. Smith got behind him between the mound and the second base bag, and Johnson came flying in from shortstop. And he shoveled that ball up into his mitt and rifled a throw to first.
Whoa.
So Monier is retired, and it's a ball and a strike on Jack Daypore.
Yep.
Daypore hitting with 1 gone, bottom of the sixth. 6-1, Cincinnati Christian foul to the screen. 1-2 the count on Daypore. I'm trying to think back, Chuck. The hits for Rushi at a premium. Putoff's got the 3-quarter swing double along the right field line. Pitch the day poor, wide off the corner, outside. Evan Monier's got a couple hits in this game. In fact, he tagged a ball to left that got through the left fielder, was ruled an error. Swing and a miss by day poor, down on strikes. And Rushi's got 4 outs remaining, 2 gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Cincinnati Christian, an inning and a third away from playing in the regional championship tomorrow at 5 o'clock against the Minster Fort Loramie winner. Big sweeping curveball, foul to the screen. Kern stepping in. Daypore 0-for-3 after that strikeout. Kern's a single and a walk so far. That pitch by Smith is way outside. Ball and a strike. One and one on Kern. Smith working very quickly. Curveball, excellent one. Swinging over the top is Kern's. He missed it, strike 2. That was as good a looking off-speed pitch that Smith has thrown all day, and it comes here late in this game.
Well, he's had the Raiders just off balance at the plate the whole game.
No doubt. And Smith has got to be, what, under 80 pitches still?
Yeah.
You'd think,
yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go answer a couple phone calls from my real work, so I've lost track.
High and away on that pitch, 2-2 to Daniel Kern. Smith winding, fastball up and in, full count, 3-2. None on, two out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Raiders have been a little bit listless here today, offensively and defensively both.
Well, it started in the first inning with the errors that gave up three runs, and it's just, it didn't, second inning, more of the same. They've done a great job since the second inning, but they dug one heck of a hole.
Swinging a foul over the stands to the right. Good relief job, but Daypour, and the Raiders seem to follow his excellent pitching with improved defense over the last four innings. Strike three called. Well, that's the best curveball of the day, but Smith, he finishes off the sixth inning in fine style. Huge breaking ball. Caught the Rushi batter looking. We've played six. We go to the seventh. Cincinnati Christian 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none, and for multiple years now, Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the Upper Miami Valley. Barker Insurance at 9040 North County Road 25A. We'll customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 492-1857, that's the number, 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and many others. Up the first batter for Cincinnati Christian here in the top of the seventh. Lifts a lofty fly ball down the left field line. It winds up landing 2 or 3 feet foul, Chuck. The Raiders left fielder Jordan York had a shot at it, might have overrun it a step. Didn't make the catch, could not glove it. The ball was foul anyway.
The ball probably landed about a foot foul. That was going to be another mistake.
Alex Johnson, who's played splendidly at short, is the hitter here for the Cincinnati Christian Cougars, and he swings and fouls another one off to the right out of play, so the count is 0-2. Daypour gets in on his hands. The ball is rolled to short. Dion Putoff running in, scoops, deals on the run to first, got him by a half step. Well done by Putoff. The hitter Johnson out 6-3.
That looks more like the Dion Putoff that we're used to seeing. That was an anomaly in that first inning.
Yeah, it was an aberration. Rushi played two innings of very poor defense, and it helped cost the Raiders the game so far up to this point, no question.
Unless they have a big rally coming up here in the bottom of the seventh.
Yes. Jacob Carroll, the first baseman in for Cincinnati Christian. By the way, Johnson had been aided by Rushi errors in his four trips. He winds up 0 for 4 for the day, but on via errors twice was the previous hitter, Johnson. He was retired shortstop to first on the previous at-bat. Now Carroll is in. He's 1 for 3 on the day. He swings and golfs a looper out behind the second baseman for Rushi, and it falls for a shallow single in right center field. Hunter Cohey drifted back. He was fighting the sun a little bit, couldn't bring it in. Couldn't gauge exactly where that ball was going to land. And it's a bloop single by Carroll behind Hunter Cohey. Ball landed several feet on the grass in very short right center field. Cohey nearly got the tip end of the glove on it. One on, one out for Cincinnati Christian. Single by Carroll. And Cody Anderson, the catcher, is plunked by an inside pitch from Daypour. So, Cincinnati Christian puts two runners aboard here in the seventh, attempting to add to this five-run bulge, 6-1. And Winston Spencer, the right fielder, steps in. Kevin Flippo, head coach for Rushi, out of the dugout. Perhaps pondering a change.
I'd tell you who the pinch runner is, but it's not on the roster.
It's a lean roster of only 13 strong. That's what was printed for us. Runners at first and second. Let's see if the hitter Spencer swings away or bunts. Inside pitch for a ball. 1-0 on him. Rushi cannot afford to give up any more. Raiders are down 6-1. Cincinnati Christian in the lead by 5. 2 out, 1 on, top of the seventh. There's the pitch to the plate high above the letters. 2-0. Cincinnati Christian had 3 hits in the first, 4 more in the second. They had 7 hits in the first 2 innings, were assisted by 4 Raider errors. Rushi committed another error in the fourth. The count now 2 balls and a strike on Spencer, 2 on. Daypour's pitch low and away, 3-1. On deck, Noah Jordan, the left fielder, followed by Connor Pletz, the DH. Here's the stretch by Daypour. Action pitch here. He's got to get this one over. And he does on the inside corner. The hitter takes, and it's full, 3-2. Rushi and Cincinnati Christian in the what the Cougars hope is the final inning. Here's a late swing and a pop fly to short right. The Raiders' right fielder comes in a stride or two, handling it easily out there is Mason Daypour. The runners hold. Nobody can move up. 2 down for Cincinnati Christian here in the top of the seventh. Still 2 aboard. And now Jordan swings. Cincinnati Christian playing freshman today in the person of Alex Johnson, Cody Anderson, Connor Pletz, Tim Karanji, third baseman Bryce Youngkuns, who was hit for. He didn't bat, but 5 starters, ninth graders for Cincinnati Christian. And the Cougars have hit the ball well enough. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike 1. Jordan had a robust cut at a letter-high fastball. A strike on him. 2 on, 2 out. There's a foul ball to the screen right back at us. Chuck McBee sticks his arms out.
They're just a little short.
Ball hit the screen first. 2 strikes on the hitter for Cincinnati Christian. Again, this team was 7-8 1 month ago. Then put together a string of 7 successive victories. Won the Miami Valley Conference Gray Division. It's the deepest run in tournament play ever by the Cougars in Cincinnati Christian's 40-year school history. Here's a swing and a miss on the two-strike count. Batter is out. Fine day of relief work by Jack Daypour. He held Cincinnati Christian Chuck at bay over the last nearly five innings, but the six runs by the Cougars in the first two have held up, and Rushi's done very little against the Cougars starter Mitchell Smith. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Raiders down to the Cougars 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And we thank our Rushi game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And thanks as well to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Well, the Raiders, bottom of the seventh, gets underway with a tapper up the third baseline off the bat of Jordan York. And it's a very nifty play by the hard-charging third baseman Young Kunz for Cincinnati Christian as he gobbled up the ball, Chuck, threw a hard strike to first. Very close play, out. The right call was made. And Rushi's got one up and one down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it's a two-strike count on the next hitter for Rushi, Mason Daypour. Taya Smith has struck out only three. He got Dion put off on strikes to start the game. He got a couple of hitters, Jack Daypour and Daniel Kearns, on strikes to close the sixth. Rushi has just been off balance the entire game and has not squared up. Mitchell Smith.
He's done a real nice job of just keeping him off balance. He'll throw the fastball. Usually when he throws the fastball, it's in on the hands.
Right.
He throws that curveball. He'll throw it starting inside, a break over the middle, break it on the outside. They've just not really kept their weight back and put any kind of connection to the ball today.
Here's a 1-2 count. That's
good right there.
There's a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short. A base hit for Mason Daypour with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Daypour timed up the breaking pitch on that swing and smacked it hard between the third baseman Young Kunz and the shortstop Johnson into left field for a single. And that is only hit number five for the Rushi Raiders all day long. Two of them by Monier, one by Putoff, a hit by Kearns, and that one by Mason Daypour right then. Now to the top of the order, Dion Putoff, one for three. Had a double in the fifth. First pitch, a strike to him. And he bunts, a roller in front of the plate. It's belatedly ruled a foul ball.
And if it wasn't a foul ball, he was out because it hit him, but he must have still been in the batter's box.
And now the question becomes, did the ball hit him in the box, as the officials confer to the right of the mound? Did he manage to step on the ball after leaving the box out in front of home plate? And it's ruled a dead ball, foul ball.
Yeah, I think that's the correct call.
Yes.
If you didn't see it for sure, you got to call it a foul ball.
In other words, that ball trickled out in front of home plate several feet up the line at first, off the bat, then the body, perhaps the foot of the hitter Dion Putoff.
Well, that's the reason, because the ball was right on the plate, and all of a sudden it was 6 feet out into the infield, so you know he touched it.
Yes. One out, one on. Two-strike pitch to put off, low and away, 1-2. Rushi down to their final two outs. Raiders have been to the regionals for the last 5 years, three of the last four under head coach Kevin Flippo. But the first two innings defensively were very subpar, and Cincinnati Christian took advantage with six runs. And we computed at least four of those six run earned as putoff hits a lazy fly ball to short left field. And the left fielder for Cincinnati Christian, Noah Jordan, trots in and makes the catch for out number two. And the Raiders are down to their last out. Will Sherman to the plate. The junior Sherman is zipped for three on the afternoon. Here's a big breaking curveball from Smith. It's picture perfect. Thigh high outside corner. Runner at first, two down for Rushi. Cincinnati Christian is one out away from a regional championship game tomorrow at 5 against the Minster Fort Loramie winner. We'll wrap up this game fairly quickly following its close, then go offline for about 40 minutes before returning online at 4:45 or so with our pregame in advance of the start of the Fort Loramie Minster second regional semifinal. First pitch scheduled for 5. A ball and a strike now to Sherman, who swings and rolls a foul to the left into the Cincinnati Christian dugout. 1-2 on Sherman. One on, two out for the Raiders. Give Mitchell Smith, the pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, all the credit in the world. He has been sterling here today. The pitch to Sherman is a line fly to short right field. The right fielder, Spencer, coming on, fields it on a bounce. It's a base hit. The runner at first for the Rushi Raiders, Mason Daypour, scoots around second, digs hard for third. A two-out hit for Sherman, the Raiders' sixth on the day. And Rushi now has two aboard with two men out. And we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's still alive for Rushi. Hunter Cohey to the plate. Base hit by Sherman. Hey, Rushi's been better off today, Chuck, taking shorter swings.
Well, they have not hit anything hard against him all day long.
No, that ball was...
Well, they had a real sharp one that was right at the left fielder. Other than that, there was no line drives in the game.
Exactly. Carter Francis led off the second with a laser to left field. That was a bullet shot. That was caught. That's been the hardest hit ball this entire game as Hunter Cohey gets ahead in the count. 2-0 against Smith. Two on, two out for Rushi. Down 5 here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's a high chopping ground ball to the third baseman, Young Kunz, who gets the tip end of his mitt on it in foul ground behind the bag. Foul ball. 2-1 count on Cohey. Runners at first and third for Rushi. Two men are away. Bottom of the seventh inning. Last gasp effort by the Raiders, who need to string together some hits. And I tell you what, Chuck, it can be done, i.e. that district final between Convoy Crestview and Fort Loramie. That was amazing. Pitch to Cohey, swung on and driven high in the air to pretty deep left field. The left fielder for Cincinnati Christian retreats. Jordan is under it, and he's got it for the out. And the Cincinnati Christian Cougars have knocked off the Rushi Raiders 6-1. Rushi with six hits, a game route performance by pitcher Mitchell Smith of Cincinnati Christian. He was stellar, didn't miss a beat. He only struck out three, but he had Rushi off balance the entire game. Rushi only squared up a couple balls all afternoon. Rushi was very poor defensively in the first two innings, and it cost the Raiders dearly when Cincinnati Christian scored six runs on seven hits and four Rushi errors. And, Chuck, that was the ball game in the first two frames.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you gave up three in the first. Okay, you can come back from that. But the three they gave up in the second was basically the end of the ball game.
Right.
Because Cincinnati Christian did not hit Roushey hard today either. Everything they hit in the first couple of innings were kind of seeing eye type hits.
Yep.
And you add the miscues in the field, it was a formula for a 6-1 loss, which is what they got.
Chuck, we'll take a 1 minute break, then sum up stats very briefly, close out the initial webcast, then we'll let our listeners know that we'll return in about 40 minutes or so, long about a quarter of five, with the start of Minster Fort Loramie game two. It's the second regional semifinal. The winner of the second contest will come back and play Cincinnati Christian for the regional championship tomorrow at 5. Back in just a moment, Cincinnati Christian defeats Roushey 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, returning just briefly here at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium, where Roushey has been beaten by Cincinnati Christian soundly, 6-1 in our first regional semifinal of the day. The totals on the game for winning Cincinnati Christian, 6 runs, 9 hits, an error. For Roushey, 1 run, 6 hits, and 5 errors. Mitchell Smith paced Cincinnati Christian with 3 hits. He had 3 singles. He also went the distance through less than 100 pitches, had Roushey off balance the entire day. The 6'3", 180-pound junior for Cincinnati Christian was superb on the mound. He was very good at the plate hitting as well. And Cincinnati Christian took advantage of Roushey miscues early in the game as Cincinnati Christian parlayed 7 singles and 5 Roushey errors into 6 runs in the first two innings and made him stand up. Evan Monier had 2 base hits for Roushey. Dion put off a double. In addition, Daniel Kearns had a single. Will Sherman and Mason Daypour added singles in the 7th. Roushey graduating 6 seniors off this baseball team. Hunter Cohey, Dion Putoff, Jack Daypour, Carter Stevie, Brandon Coverman, and Daryl Levy, all 12th graders. They'll be missed. Roushey, a fine campaign, 19-10. Wound up tied for the Shelby County League Championship along with Fort Loramie and Anna. The 3 clubs sported 10-2 league records. Roushey's 4th trip to the regional in 5 years, the 3rd in 4 years under head coach Kevin Flippo. But Cincinnati Christian, Chuck, was clearly the better team on this afternoon.
Well, they, you know, I think that possibly Roushey was, I mean, I don't think the coaching staff was. Kids might have been a little overconfident. They, you know, they weren't probably fearing him too much, but that kid is a heck of a pitcher. They put the ball in play and made Roushey play defense. They didn't play defense very well in the first 2 innings, and that's your game right there.
Yeah, baseball at all levels, I think certainly the high school level and very much so oftentimes at the collegiate level, it's a game of minimizing mistakes. You make the routine plays, make some of the tough ones, and get base hits with runners in scoring position in the late innings. Those are formulas for winning games. And Cincinnati Christian, when they got runners in scoring position, got those seeing eye base hits, as you called them, in the first 2 innings, boosted by 5 Roushey errors. and it was just simply too big of a mountain for Rushi to climb against the excellent pitching of Mitchell Smith. And Rushi returns a handful of starters, should be mighty strong again next year, 19-10 here in the spring of 2018, regional semifinalist. Cincinnati Christian advances on after a solid performance against Rushi here today.
Yeah, you wonder what they're going to have tomorrow as far as pitching goes now, but they're not going to worry about that tonight.
No.
They got a nice win, never been this far in the tournament. They're one game away from playing in the state semifinals, so they're a pretty happy group of young men right now.
Yep, deepest run in the baseball tournament in the Ohio High School Athletic Association for Cincinnati Christian High School in its 40 years playing baseball. Deepest run by far in tournament play, only three wins just a couple years ago. And here Cincinnati Christian is one victory away tomorrow from playing in the state Final Four. Fort Loramie Minster, our next game, first pitch at 5. We'll come back online at about 4:45. Should be a good one. It's the rubber match of 3. The two clubs played during the regular season. Minster won 6-2, Fort Loramie won 11-1. 22-7 by way of record for Fort Loramie, 23-6 for Minster, or I should say just the reverse.
Right.
23-6 for Fort Loramie, 22-7 for Minster. Even Steven game, if you had to handicap it, Chuck, wow.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
No.
mean, I absolutely blew that first game, so I don't think I'm going to do much handicapping in the second one.
Now, game two is a toss-up for certain. You'd like to think the winner of the second game would have the edge tomorrow against the Cincinnati Christian pitcher, who certainly will be a drop-off after ace Mitchell Smith, whom we saw today. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Stay tuned. Check right back with us about 4:45 for our second regional semifinal between Fort Loramie and Minster. Cincinnati Christian defeats Rushi in Game 1 by a score of 6-1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.